From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Molina leaps into the arms of Adam Wainwright as the rookie closer strikes out Beltran, looking with the bases loaded, and the Cardinals celebrate before their trip to Detroit.
Oh, I loved it! It was amazing! I love Yadier Molina!
Well, I'm very happy that we're all a part of this incredible economy. It just keeps going. It's a great boost for the nation itself. You know, we're mired in a war that's a horrible war, and it's just a great boost of confidence for the nation.
It's just a number that can go right through and come right back down. It's just a mental image that I think America has, but I think most people on the floor, 12,000, does, you know, it's not something we see every day.
That baby, the 300 million, is being born somewhere in America right now.
It puts us in third place, and it's probably a position we'll maintain for a long time to come, but we're pretty far behind the other two, China at 1.3 billion and India at 1.1. I don't think we'll catch them anytime soon.
Traditionally, this is a time of great celebration. It has instead been a period of increased violence, not just this year, but during the past 2 years as well.
They would have our country quit in Iraq before the job is done. For the sake of the security of the United States of America, we must defeat the enemy in Iraq.
The president said there's weapons of mass destruction. The president said we could do it for $50 billion. The president said that we'd be welcome as liberated. What makes you think, because the president said it, that that's the way it's going to be?
The Archdiocese has sent a letter through its attorney requesting the name. And so we've been reviewing that letter to determine how best to do it. And after carefully looking at the legal issues, we've decided that this is the appropriate way to handle it.
It does not appear to be affecting any of our races in any way. I think most Americans care about how much they're paying in taxes, what we've done on border security, and most importantly, what we're doing to make sure that our country is safe from attacks from terrorists.
The difference between a bad election night for Republicans and a total wipeout is whether the base shows up or not.
The outlook is very, very bleak. To be honest with you, I don't know what can change the environment now. The only things that could change the environment to our advantage are things that I would never want to have happen.